Hi there. My name is Joe Crookston, and I'm here at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. And I had the great opportunity to be the artist in residence for the International Folk Alliance and collaborate with the museum as a musician to compose music and a story based on the archives that they have here in the museum. So I worked with the archivist and the education director, and I received a lot of different letters from different soldiers and people who were involved in World War I in different capacities. But one person really struck a chord with me and stuck out was a woman, Florence Hemphill. And she was a nurse. She was served with the British and was in France. And I loved her story as a nurse. She wrote these letters. So I went and I scoured through about 200 pages of letters. And I wrote a song that I'm calling The Letters of Florence Hemphill. And for me, I think the idea of one person just digging into their life and understanding how something as big and grand as World War I, how is that relevant to today? What is that? Why does that even matter? And also just the human story, the human narrative about this one person's. So Florence Hemphill, The Letters of Florence Hemphill, I'll play you the song here.
Came back home to Wilson County in the gold Kansas plains, from the gutted hills of France and the cold muddy rain. And I still think about the sisters, the cigarettes and English tea, and the barbed wire and trenches, and things we never thought we'd see. In the rumbling battle noise, we took care of the boys so they wouldn't die alone. We could send them back home. And when the midnight whistle blew, I donned my boots and navy blue. But anyhow, that's all over now. Jimmy Clellan was a piper. They brought him in from no man's land, and I fed him the ripest berries, and I saved his one good hand. And that redhead with the photograph, as I wrapped up his eyes, he got home to West Virginia, I knew he'd never see his bride. Rumbling battle noise, we took care of the boys so they wouldn't die alone, and we could send them back home. When the midnight whistle blew, I donned my boots in navy blue. But anyhow, that's all over now. Sleepless nights we spent, and all the letters came and went, and all the British girls and I, we lost some, but we tried. And we laid down in the bracken fern to make it through. We had to learn about the broken and the torn, mending lives and staying warm. Coming home to the prairie gold with the story that I've told. In the rumbling battle noise, we took care of the boys. Mm-hmm. back home to Wilson County in the gold Kansas plains, from the gutted hills of France and the cold muddy rain.